Blog Talk Radio.
Amen, amen. Praise the Lord, everybody. Praise the Lord, for he is worthy to be praised. And I want to thank you for tuning in to Prophetic Corner Ministry. I am your host, Prophetess Martha Williams, coming to you live. Go ahead and text the neighbor, Tebow, and tweet him. Hit him up on Facebook and let him know that there's a word from the Lord on today. Glory to God. We just thank y'all, all everybody out in Radio Land, for listening to the word of God, all those that are listening by phone, by web, or however you're listening. We thank God for you. What I'm going to do now, first of all, I'm going to go ahead and we're going to go ahead and do our announcements. You know, God is good and he is worthy to be praised. That's why when we do the announcements, we want you to make sure that you're listening and you're getting a word from the Lord. You know, everybody said, I need a word from the Lord, you know. Well, if you come to all the shows, you'll get what you need. It may not be the one on Tuesday. It may not be the one on Sunday. It may not be the one on Saturday, but somebody got a word for you. Glory to God. If you would just open your listening ears and hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying, because he's always giving out words. Glory to God. Hallelujah. It's just up to us to receive them. You know, some can't receive because they don't have their ears listening, their ear to the ground, listening to what the Spirit of the Lord is saying. You're looking at that person. But don't look at that person, glory to God. Hear what the Spirit is saying from the Word of God. If you look at that, then you can't go wrong. Hallelujah. See the God in us instead of seeing the person on the outside. I was just talking to someone else. You know what? People can always say what you can do and what you, oh, I know you can do this and I know you can do that. And I know, see, they're trying to pep you up then, you know. I said, you know, really, you don't know what I'm on the inside of me. You don't know how. You know, what's going on the inside. You see this outside vessel. You ain't looking at this inside vessel saying, I'm not going to do it. Glory to God. Hallelujah. That's to make you work harder and do more. You know, that's just how it is in this society. They want to swell your head so you'll work yourself to death sometimes. But you know what? Hallelujah. It's all good. But we know we depend on the Lord and hear a word from God that can free us from anything. So with all that and keep that in mind and keep your listening ears open, amen, for the Lord thy God to minister to you on today, because we thank God each and every day, you know, that we wake up and we can see the sun come up, amen, the sun go down and then it rise all over again. So we just thank God for it. I want to encourage you on Saturday. We had Faith come by hearing none other than Elder Evangelist Bertha Askew. Her show came on at 12 Pacific, 2 o'clock Central, and 3 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. If you missed that, you missed a treat. Amen. Elder had to knock him down. Hallelujah. She knocked him down yesterday. Ah, my God, my God. It was an awesome word, and it was also awesome prayer all the time. So like I said, if you come on and come aboard and hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying, because he is giving out his words in this season. He's giving out his words in every season, but it's up to us to come with a listening ear to hear what he's saying. Okay, if you move on down, on Sunday, we are called the Hour of Power. I am the first Hour of Power, Prophetess Martha Williams, and my show comes on at 3 o'clock Pacific, 4 o'clock Central, 5 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. I encourage you to come on and listen and hear what he's saying to his people. If he is speaking, but you got to come, you know, willing to hear. I know some may be washing dishes, you may be eating or whatever, but also have a listening ear to eat some spiritual food also while you're eating on that apple pie, amen, glory to God, while you're eating on that sweet potato pie, oh, my God, good God Almighty, while you're chewing on that chicken leg, oh, good God Almighty, come and get some spiritual food, hallelujah. As you know, the Bible says, man don't live by bread alone, but every word that proceedeth out of his mouth. So, you know, you can't just live by the bread, the natural bread, the natural food. Come and get the spiritual food. Oh, let's keep it moving. And then I want to encourage you, the next Hour of Power, you will hear Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministries, Minister Elaine Jack. Her show comes on at 3:30 Pacific, 5:30 Central and 6:30 Eastern Standard Time. I want you to go and tune over and hear what the Lord is saying, amen, to Minister Elaine. She brings it live every time. So I want you to come on and get what the Lord is saying. And she is also an author. She's getting ready to release a second book. But if you have not gotten the first one, you can. You can go on her Facebook page, or you can contact any of us. We all have pages on Facebook, or if you have our personal number, you can call us and we will get you to her, okay, so she can tell you how you can get her book. I know everybody said, well, I don't have a Facebook page, and I don't have, well, that's okay, amen. If you got email, you know, you can email us or whatever, amen. We all got emails, Facebook pages, amen, Twitter, amen, you name it. We got it. It's out there. All you got to do is just click on the link, amen, or go ahead and inbox us, and we will get back with you on how you can get in touch with her to get her book. So don't miss this opportunity to get a first book. The second one is to be released soon. So just hold on. Hold on tight and wait. Glory to God. Now, if you move on up on Tuesday, we have one word from the Lord. I call them the Power Impact Team. Because when they come on with the power that impacts the world. Good God Almighty. So I want to make sure that you get the times and everything down right. We have Apostle Yvonne Rouse and Pastor Joseph Rouse. They come on every Tuesday at 6 Pacific, 8 Central, and 9 Eastern Standard Time. And if you need a life coach, a mentor, a marriage counselor, spiritual leader, I encourage you to inbox them. Hit them up and let them know what the need may be so they can get back with you. You know, it'll be Prophetess Yvonne Rouse on Facebook and Pastor Joseph Rouse. If you go on just like that and you can inbox them and let them know what the need is, and they will get back in touch with you. Hallelujah. If you need prayer, you can just go ahead and inbox them and let them know what you need, amen, and they will get with you. Hallelujah. Oh, my God. It's nothing like having someone that you can touch. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And it'll make everything all right. My God, my God, my God, because we serve an awesome God, and he is worthy to be praised. And I want to encourage you to partner. And in partnering, you will receive many, many things. We're only asking for $25 or more. I know a lot of people are saying, well, you know, now we're in the pandemic and people don't have money. And they, you know, one thing I do know, these restaurants, they ain't falling short. People will buy what they want to buy, spend money where they want to spend it, and do just what they want to do. And that's the way I'm seeing it. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So you can't say that, even if you don't have the $25. I know it ought to be something that you can give, amen, for the word, amen, because, you know, you can't buy the word, but you can give an offering to either of these ministries, amen, that I just called out. You know, you want more, then sometimes you have to do more. You have to come outside of your comfort zone. Don't be fearful in this season, because God ain't given us the spirit of fear. You know, love, sound minding. So that's what you got to say. And it is written that he said it. So don't be fearful in this season about, well, Lord, you know, I don't have much money. Well, you know, everything belongs to him, and he'll rain it down so well as he see fit. You can walk out in the streets and pick up money. Amen. I remember a person that sold in my ministry, they were saying that they went to this place one time and they said it was windy and people were coming outside and they were dropping money. They were dropping dollar bills. And what they said they did, they said they didn't even pick them up. The people would pick it up. They would just drop it and wouldn't get it. And so they were telling me how much money that they picked up in that parking lot that day, all because people just didn't want to pick it up. Hallelujah. You know, he can do anything he want to do when he get ready. So I don't know why you think that he falls short. He don't fall short. We fall short, but he don't fall short. He knows when you need it. He knows that they needed that money because they was in a tight. But after they picked that money up, they had just what they needed. Hallelujah. And they had quite a bit. They were dropping it. The wind was blowing it out of their hand. They were coming out holding it. They didn't want to pick it up. So be it. Somebody else came along and picked it up. My God, my God. We serve that kind of God. We serve an awesome God. Don't ever forget it. He has not forgotten. He knows those that have sown. He knows you may not have reaped some of the seeds that you have sown. But guess what? We in this season right here, you're going to get them. You're going to be surprised. As Elder was talking yesterday, she was talking about how the true people of God that were going through, you know, those that have been withstanding the test of time, and they've been going through over and over and over again. She was talking about that. See, that's why I'm telling you it's so important to listen to the shows. I listen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Huh. It's so important to listen, to hear, so you'll know what's going on in your life. You know, say, well, Lord, I didn't know that was going on. But, yes, she said it. She said, you go, oh, you know, the people, true people of God are going on, you know, are going through it over and over. And if you remember again, I'm not pre-preaching what they said, but I'm just bringing it back to your remembrance. Apostle and Pastor, they also said that too. Hallelujah. And so I'm telling you, it's important to hear. You know, it's line on line, precept on precept. So you got to hear what people are saying in these last days. Hallelujah. Glory to God. But you know what? You're going to be all right, because he's going to carry you through. Amen. Glory to God. If you desire prayer at this time, you can press the 1 and I will bring you in for prayer. You don't have to give me your name, but I just want your prayer request. Don't put everything out there. If you need more, then you inbox me. Hallelujah. Or just say, get in touch with me, and I can do that. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. I don't see anybody with their hand raised, so we're going to go on down the road. Amen. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, we thank you, Lord God, for all those that decided to come, Lord God, to hear a word from you on today, oh Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. We pray, God, that you open up the listening ears, God, and open up the heart so this word can engraft on their heart, so they sin not against thee, oh Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we just thank you, Lord God, for this day that you have made, and we're rejoicing and glad that we're in it, Father, right now in the name of Jesus. Father God, we just thank you, Lord God, as the word come forth, Lord God, a fresh and a new anointing, oh God, right now in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord God, that there's healing in your word, Lord, that everyone that needs healing on this line, that you send healing, Lord God, to the north, south, the east, and the west, in the name of Jesus. Let there be no hindrance to their healing, oh God. Huh? Lord, you said we can believe, Lord God, while we're praying, then we can have whatsoever, Lord God, we say. So as we stand praying on today and believing, Lord God, that healing is going from the north, the south, the east, and the west, oh God. Huh? Oh, my God. Huh? We thank you, Lord God, as you're carrying it, Lord God. Oh, my God. So none, Lord, will be in lack, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Whether it's financial, Lord God, whether it's healing in their body, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Whether it's healing in their mind, oh Lord, in the name of Jesus. Whether it's healing in the families, Lord God. Whether there's some who have got a bad rip from the doctor. Hey, we know, Lord God, that you are the great physician. Hey, my God. And you can heal everywhere they hurt. So, Father, we just thank you, Lord God, on this day, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh Lord. And we pray, God, in the name of Jesus, for the children, Lord God. We ask you, Lord God, to give them strength, Lord God, where they're weak, Lord God. We ask you, Lord God, that you teach the parents how to cover them before they go to school, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, my God, huh? To sit down with them and show them how to cover themselves as they go in and as they come out the classrooms and the doors, Lord God, and the auditoriums, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus, as they play sports. Amen. Glory to God. In the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you, Lord God, and we give you glory, Lord. We know if it had not been for you, Lord God, we wouldn't be here on today, Father. In the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we pray for the elderly, Lord. We pray, God, right now in the name of Jesus, that you strengthen them, Lord, where they're weak, and build them up, Father, where they're torn down, in the name of Jesus, oh God. We know, Lord God, that all things will work together for the good of them, Lord God, that love you, Lord. As they love you, Lord God, and walk according to your purpose and your will, Lord, it shall be done, huh? In the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. We pray right now, oh God, in the name of Jesus, that you send someone by, Lord God, to help them, whatever they may need, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Send someone by, Lord God, who loves you first, Lord God, who don't try to scam them, Lord. We bind that scamming spirit right now in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Oh, good God Almighty. They shall not come to the door. If they do, they shall stumble and they shall fall right there in the name of Jesus. Oh, my God. Father, you said, I'll be lifted up, Lord. You'll draw all men nigh to thee. So, Father God, we lift you up, Lord God, so we can draw, Lord God, those, Lord God, who are true in heart, who has the right spirit to help them in this time of season, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, like I said, we bind every scamming spirit from the north, the south, the east, and the west, Lord, right now in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord, we pray. Amen. Glory to God. Father God, we thank you because we know you're an on-time God. We know, Lord God, that you share your glory with no one, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we give you the glory. We magnify your holy name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Glory to God. There's someone always going, I keep hearing him saying hearsay. You're going by hearsay. You need to stop the hearsay. You need to know the word of God for yourself. That hearsay, hallelujah, huh? Glory to God. It ain't going to get you nowhere. It's good to hear other people preach, and they preach the word, and you know they're preaching the word of God, and they're going and walking in the light just like they're preaching. That's good. Hallelujah. But you got to know this word for yourself. You're listening at somebody keep telling you stuff, and they're going way out on left field. Oh, my God, my God. They're telling you things that really the word ain't even saying. They're taking it out of context. They're saying it to fit their own needs. That's what it is. I hear you. Glory to God. So you got to read it to know it. Hallelujah. So whenever they come to you with some crazy stuff, say, hold up. Wait a minute. It is written. Glory to God. That's what you got to do. You got to understand. You got to read this word and meditate on this word day and night. Hallelujah. Cut your phone off sometimes. Cut everything off and everybody out. And just listen and read the word of God and meditate on it. Read it out loud. It'll help you. Because what it do, it's going to come back on you, glory to God, and then you can say, okay, Lord, now what do you mean? And I'm not getting it. And he'll give it. He'll break it down to you, glory to God. He'll show you stuff in the scripture that you didn't even know were there, glory to God. And he also has other, you got Google, you look it up, hallelujah. If you don't understand the word, because I'm going to look it up, hallelujah. I'm like, what is this? One thing we got to remember, you know, I hear you. We got that long range of spirit. I know, listen, there are some people you cannot ask something because then they'll be saying that you're dumb. I understand that. I do. But there are some that you can ask. Don't mind telling you the truth. Don't mind telling you what it is. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Because you want to know exactly what it is and what he means by it. And if you don't know it, it's okay to ask someone that you know. That you know that don't mind telling you because you can't tell everybody because guess what? They don't want to tell you. Hallelujah. And they want to call you dumb. They want to say it. I'm just saying it like it is. I'm not calling you dumb on this radio. I'm just saying people will call you dumb. Say, oh, you didn't know that? Nah. And that's why I ask you. Are you going to tell me or not? Glory to God. And that's what I just told someone that this morning. I said, well, if you don't know something, ask. And I got to that point where, okay, if I don't know something, hey, man, I got somebody I can call and ask them. If I can't get a good understanding of what it is, if I can't look it up and it give it to me, hallelujah, I'm going to search it until I don't understand, you know, and then I got somebody else I can say, okay, now this is what I did, this. Now tell me, what is it truly saying, you know? You got to get down to the nitty-gritty because the Bible said the very elect will be deceived. So it's time to get down to the nitty-gritty. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Like I said, it's okay for somebody else to help you along, but, you know, you got to read it too for yourself. Ah, my God. So you'll understand it better by and by. Amen. Let's go ahead and get in the Word of God. If you would turn to Matthew's chapter 4. Matthew's chapter 4. Tempted by the tempter. You know, at some point in time, I'm sure everybody has been tempted. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But you know, right here on this, this was the temptation of Christ. And I'm going to repeat that again, tempted by the tempter. Hallelujah. This was a temptation of Christ. the beginning of Christ's ministry, calling the disciples and healing and teaching. This was when he was getting ready, amen, to go on out. Hallelujah. But all these things didn't happen yet until after he was baptized, glory to God, by John. This when he was getting ready to go out. So let me help you out here while I'm saying this. I hear you. You know, you can't just go out. Hallelujah. Say, well, you know, I'm going to be a mere church. And, you know, I'm going to invite all these people. And all. You can't just do that. You got to be called. You know, there are some people, many are called, the Bible said, but few are chosen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You know, and some were sent. Hallelujah. And some just went. Hallelujah. Which one you want to be? You want to be one of the went ones or the sent ones? Glory to God. Because if you're one of the sent ones, then he's going to be with you. He's going to give you what you need. And understand, he's going to put you under who you need to help you with your ministry. Glory to God. That's what he's going to do. You know, you can't just say, well, I'm going to build a church. I'm going to do this, and I'm going to get me some people, and I'm going to do. You can't do none of that. Get up under you somebody that can help you. And if he's calling, if that's what he's calling you to do, then he's going to put you up on the right people. He's not going to put you under no people that's going to tear you down and say, well, you know what? God ain't called you to do that. No, they're going to help you, and they're going to lead you, and they're going to guide you. And then they may have to tell you, well, you know, I'm not hearing God say this. But they're going to put it in a way where, you know, it won't hurt you. Because some people can put it so ugly. And it'll make you want to leave ministry. It make you not want to do it at all. Say, well, Lord, you know what they told me now. That's why sometimes people don't want to share things with, you know, prophets, you know, teachers, preachers, because they done got that church hurt. But he will send you to the right people. You ask him. That's why I can say, you know, from the bottom of my heart, whenever, you know, things were going kind of ugly, you know, and I mean, you know, I needed somebody, and he told me, amen, this is what he told me, and I know it, and I waited a while, but he told me, and I wanted to make sure. I said, okay, this is what you say, and he told me what to do and how to do it. Yes, he did. But that's why you don't be in a hurry for nothing. You wait, and you wait on the Lord. You talk to him. You suck with him. You pray about it. You listen, and then you act. Hallelujah. Let's go on. Amen. Chapter 4. Then was Jesus led up of the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted of the devil. Guess what he did? Hallelujah. He was led up. See, he was fooled. He was ready. Let's listen. Listen right here. And when he had fasted 40 days and 40 nights, he was afterward hungered. He had fasted 40 days and 40 nights. That's why it's so important, hallelujah, for you to fast, pray, wait, hallelujah. You know, sometimes you can just jump and say, well, you know what, yeah, Lord told me I'm going on. Yeah, but you got to listen and listen at what he's saying. If it hits your heart, it hits your spirit just right, you know it's him. That's what so many times in the seasons, when seasons change, you know, people mess up and they jump out there and things are not right and they aren't ready. It ain't time. You know, timing means everything. So don't fall out of your timing. Hallelujah. And he said, and when he had fasted 40 days and 40 nights, he was afterward hungry. When you really, let me go ahead and read verse 3 and then we'll talk about it. Amen. And when the tempter came to him, he said, if thou be the Son of God, command that these stones be made bread. Oh, look right here. When you commit your life to Christ, don't you know the tempter is coming? Because guess what? He want to get you off track. That's what's going to happen. Wait a minute. Hold up. You done gave your life to Christ. Now you're thinking, okay, everything all right. I'm not going to go through nothing. No, you can just bring that back in. So that's just not true. You done gave your life to Christ. Understand, he is coming. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But you know what? Think about it. I'd rather be with Jesus than to be without Jesus. Hallelujah. I ain't gave my life to Christ, and then all this stuff get to happening, and I mean, like, Lord, where are you? Oh, my God. I'm going to go ahead. I done already done it, and I'm already confessed. I know he there. He on the main line. All I got to do, I don't even have to dial them three number 411. All I got to do is say, Jesus, and he answers. Oh, my God. Let's move on. Hallelujah. Let's move to verse 4. Okay, he was tempted in verse 3. That's what Satan was telling him. Well, you need to go ahead and command this bread, hallelujah, these stones to be made bread. Okay, but he answered and said, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of thy mouth of God. Glory to God. You see right now, when the enemy comes, you got to have some fuel. Huh? That's why he said, man ought always pray and not faint. It's so important for us to continue to pray. It's so important for us to hear the word. It's so important for us to fast. Hallelujah. And that way you won't faint. You know, sometimes you will wait until everything gets going wrong and all things get to happening. Then you want to go and get down on them rusty knees and pray. Huh. You need to have it stored up in heaven. Huh. Oh, my God, well, the dust and the rawls, the moths won't get it then. You know, you can pull it down from heaven. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And he'll bring that prayer back up in the inside. Hold up. Wait a minute. He said, hold up. It is written. Hallelujah. And when a tempter comes to you trying to tempt you, well, it's okay. You can go ahead on. Go ahead on over there. And, you know, Susie, all right. You know, I know her skirt short. I know all of that. Amen. And she's wearing her pants up. Well, you know what I'm talking about. You know what I'm saying? Go ahead. Everything's all right. Hold up. He said, it is written, hallelujah. Don't tempt him, hallelujah. So I'm not going over there, hallelujah. I'm not going over there where JoJo at with the six-pack and the muscles and all this. No, not this late at night. No, JoJo going to be over there by himself. Whatever he eating and smacking on drinking, he going to be over there by himself. Glory to God. So you got to let him know. If it ain't on the inside of you, then you can't bring it up. But you got to say, it is written, and tell him the word of God so he'll make him get back and behave. Hallelujah. So many times I do believe, you know, you're tempted by your own lust. But if you began to pray and say, Lord, don't let me be tempted. Lord, help me to keep my sanity. Lord, don't let me, Lord, be tempted by Satan. Hallelujah. In this situation, and say, it is written. He's going to make it get back and behave. I think sometimes, you know, people act on what comes up in their mind because they don't cast down the thought. It's a cast down thought in high places. So if there's a thought coming in your mind telling you to do something wrong, what you going to do? You got to put the word on and say, it is written. Get back and behave. Okay, let's move on to verse 5. Then the devil taketh him up unto the holy city and setteth him on a pinnacle of the temple. And saith unto him, if thou be the Son of God, cast thyself down. For it is written, he shall give his angels charge concerning thee. And in their hands they shall bear thee up, lest at any time thou dash thy foot against a stone. Now you see right here, he was saying, if thou said, since you say it, that's what he was saying. He said, the devil was saying, since you said you're the Son of God, then this is what we need you to do. Go and do this. Hallelujah. Since you say it, that if means since you say it, you were the Son of God. So he was trying to trick him and fool him into doing stuff. You know what I'm saying? So you have to be careful about that. Don't let the devil fool you. They used to sing a song, don't let the devil ride, because if you do, he want to drive. Oh, my God, my God. And, yes, he will want to drive your car. He'll drive your mind. He'll do whatever. Hallelujah. That's why it's so important that we read, we pray daily, and we watch, hallelujah, while we pray. And you know, I'm one of those that will sit, and I'm like, okay, hold up. Wait a minute. Now, that ain't right. That ain't what that is. And I say, okay, Lord, I've seen this. And sometimes I retract some of the things that went on during my day. And I'm like, okay, Lord, now I know that wasn't right. That ain't what they shouldn't have did that. Or they shouldn't have said that. I'll retract those things. That's just the way I am. I do that. I said, okay, Lord, well, how did I respond? Because he said the Bible says you ought to repent daily. So I want to make sure that I'm clear, or, you know, in the clear. And I didn't say nothing that I shouldn't have said. Yes, we sin and fall short of the glory of God, yes. But it's okay to retract and make sure you're in the right hands and you're in right standing with the Lord. Glory to God. And don't let the devil rise and don't let him drive. Hallelujah. Let's move on to verse 7. Jesus said unto him, again, it is written, again, thou shalt not tempt the Lord thou God. You know, some people will tempt God, you know, well, Lord, I'll tell you what, yeah, this bus coming, but I'm going to run right on across here, and it's right up on me, and I'm going to be all right, because you said you give your angels charge over me, Lord. You said that, you know, they'll protect me. No, you walk out there in that bus, you go out there in front of that bus, you're going to be flattened, glory to God. Some people think they can just tempt God and get away with it. Hallelujah. You might have gotten away with it one time, but be careful about that. Don't keep tempting God like that. You think I would, I mean, if I'm driving, I'm going to say, well, you know what, that's all right. This car's speeding, coming up there fast, but see, I'm finna pull out. Then I'm going to go ahead and try to pull out and make it before he comes. No, mm-mm. I'm going to wait and let him go ahead on and speed right on through. I'm not going to tempt God. No, I'm not going to try to make it. I don't care who behind me blowing a horn. They can toot their own horn. They can toot their horn out the window. They can do whatever they got to do. But you need to wait. And that's what I'll do. I'll wait. Let's move on to verse 8. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Let's move on to verse 8. And again, the devil taketh him up into an exceedingly high mountain and showeth him all the kingdoms of the world and the glory of them and saith unto him. You see, he just kept coming. But understand, he was wrapped up, tied up, and tangled up, glory to God. You see, God made us just a little lower than the angels, glory to God. So, you know, we can have this power if we want it. But you know what happens so many times? You don't want to do what it takes to get this power. Sometimes people try to feed off other people's power and feed off other people's strength. But now you got for this, you got to go get your own. Hallelujah. This ain't a give me some of that. Hallelujah. Sometimes you might be feeling weak and other person strong and you know, say, okay, Lord, and I need a little strength, Lord. I want to draw a little strength, Lord. And sometimes you could talk to some people and you can draw some strength from them. Glory to God. I'm telling you, I have done it. And then you could talk to some people, man, they just tear you down. Hallelujah. You'll feel like a lollipop when they get through, when you get to talking to them. Glory to God. My God, my God. But, yeah, you got to read this word and know the truth of God's word in order to be strong. Strong and fast and pray and know it for yourself, because we seek to learn more about God's word. We seek to know more about, you know, what to say whenever the enemy comes and tries to attack us. Say, it is written, devil, I'm going to tell you that now. Glory to God. Man don't live by bread alone. I can't just eat the natural bread. I got to eat the spiritual bread for my strength. The spiritual bread is going to give me power. When I fast, I pray, and I seek him and his understanding. I read this word, so I'll have something to fight you with when you come with those temptations. That's what it's all about. Glory to God. Let's read the rest of this. And these things will I give thee if thou wilt fall down and worship me. Look. He's trying to tell him he's going to give him the world. Don't you know, hey, man, he should have known that the world was not his to give. He didn't make it, and he can't give it. Hallelujah. The world is not man's to give. It's his to give. It's God's to give. It's easy fit. Glory to God. He didn't make it, so he can't give it. So don't let him think, you know, well, we'll give you all this. And people will fool you. Hallelujah. Let me help you out, ladies and men and women. You know, well, you know what? Well, you know, I've heard people saying, well, you know what? Yeah, you know what? We're going to get married, and I'm going to do this for you, and I'm going to do that for you, and I'm going to do this. The reason they're saying that, because they're trying to get you in. After they get you in, you're through. You are absolutely done. Glory to God. But no, they're trying to pull you in. That's what they do. Hallelujah. Even men, you know, when they have problems at home and they talk to other women, hallelujah, about, I don't know who this is, but anyway, amen, let's roll. You talk to other men, other women about what's going on in your household. Don't ever do that, because you know what's going to happen. Then guess what old Susan Dale is going to say? Well, you know, she ain't got nobody treating you like that. Don't you know I can treat you better than that? Glory to God. Hallelujah. But the Bible said, it is written, every man drink from his own schism. Good God Almighty. That means if you got a wife at home and you got a problem with her, then you need to talk to her at the house. Glory to God. Not talk to another woman, because she's going to say what she can do for you. And that's that seeing trying to get you in. Let's move on to verse 10. Then says Jesus upon him, get thee hence, Satan, for it is written, thou shalt not worship the Lord thou God, thou shalt worship the Lord thou God, and him only shalt thou serve. See, he wasn't to serve nobody but the Lord. Hallelujah. He wanted him to bow down and serve him. Nah, you cannot do that. There ain't one God that you're going to worship. Hallelujah. That's it. You ain't going to bow down to no man and worship them for nothing. Yeah, he said you give reverence where reverence due, but you don't bow down and worship no man. You can't worship. Listen, you can't worship your car. You can't worship your children. You can't worship nothing. Money. You can't worship man, woman, boy, girl, children. None of that. Hallelujah. All that is sin. You cannot do it. You worship the Lord thy God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You see right here, worship him and shall thou serve him only. Let's move to verse 11. Then the devil leaveth him, and behold, angels came and ministered unto him. Now when Jesus had heard that John was cast into prison, he departed unto Galilee. And leaving Nazareth, he came and dwelt in Capernaum, which is upon the seacoast, in the borders of Zebulun and Naphtali, that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken by Isaiah the prophet, saying. See, right here, Isaiah the prophet had told him, you know, he was in 12 and 13, he was talking about, you know, there was a Messiah was coming to fulfill the prophecy. In other words, that was when he was going to be brought back. Hallelujah. Because Jesus was going to go to the cross, and he was going to buy us back. Amen, with his own blood. Oh, good God Almighty. Hallelujah. Don't you think God should be appreciated? Amen, for giving his son, hallelujah, for us to be bringing us back from the curses. Hallelujah, glory to God. And that's what this is saying. Let's move on to verse 15. The land of Zebulun and the land of Naphtali, by the way of the sea beyond Jordan, Galilee of the Gentiles. The people which sat in darkness saw great light, and to them which sat in the region and shadow of death light is sprung up. Oh, my God. See, they sat in darkness. That's what it was. They was in darkness. But guess what? When he walked in and he began to minister to them and tell them, that's when the light began to shine on them. Don't you know when he comes in your life and you accept him as Christ? Hold up, I'm going to stop right there for just a second. Oh, my God, my God. If you don't know Jesus and pardon of your sin, I want you to repeat after me. Say, Father, I am a sinner in need of a Savior. Come into my life, God. Make me, Lord God. Mold me, Father. Forgive me of my sins, Lord. Forgive every sin that I have committed against you, oh, Father. In the mighty name of Jesus, I accept you as my Lord and Savior. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Because I felt that. Hallelujah. That some wouldn't wait around for that. Amen. The prayer of salvation. So you have accepted him as your Lord and Savior. So now you go and you walk in the light. You go and you find your Bible-believing church. Begin to read your Bible. Begin to pray. Amen. And ask him what this means. And Lord, what do you want me to do now? What do I do now, Lord? I've gave my life to you. Now tell me, what's my next step? Who do I need to be under? Get under somebody who's going to teach you the word of God. Get under someone who is walking it, hey? Ah, my God, and coming straight from the book of the Bible. Hallelujah. That's what you got to do. Ah, my God, my God. Let's move on now, verse 17. From that time, Jesus began to preach and to say, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Oh, my God. You see right here, that's what John was saying. Hallelujah. He was telling them, repent, for the kingdom of heaven was at hand. When he was over, he said it. He was talking to them about, you know, there was one coming whose shoelaces, hey, I'm not even worthy to tie. So, look, he was the Messiah that was coming. He was letting them know, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. He was letting them know, hallelujah, to come on and walk in the light. And stop walking in darkness. Let's move on to verse 18. And Jesus, walking by the Sea of Galilee, saw two brethren, Simon called Peter and Andrew, his brother, casting a net into the sea, for they were fishers. And he saith unto them, follow me, and I will make you fishers of men. Now, do you see right here? It came all the way down to when Jesus started his ministry. And what he did was he went on, and then he started to disciple others. And that's what God will do. He'll pull those out who can help others and disciple others, because they can't do it all by yourself. There are other people that can help you to win souls. And don't be afraid, amen. I speak to ministries and, you know, don't be afraid, amen, pastors. Don't be afraid to use those whom you know can help you, because you don't want to wear yourself out. You know, there you got to designate certain things to certain people. I know when you pray and he will lead you and guide you in who you can trust and who you can give certain things to certain people to help you. Don't wear yourself out. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Because he wants you to stay well and healthy and whole so you can lead the congregation. Ah, my God. So you got to be careful. You don't want to wear yourself out. And so right here, Jesus began to go and walk and see others, and he began to get, his disciples began to come together. Ah, let's read verse 20. And they straightway, which means immediately, left their nets and followed him. He said, come on and follow me. I'm going to make you fishermen of men. He was going to teach them some stuff. He was going to teach them what to do, how to do, how to walk, how to talk, how to win them souls, hallelujah, those people out there that are lost. You see, everybody is a soul winner. You can be. If you get up under the right people, they will teach and they will lead you and they will guide you on how to win souls, what to do, how to do, when to do, what to say, hallelujah, so you won't mess nobody up. Glory to God. Because sometimes people can think they got it all together. The next thing you know, they done went out there and messed them up. Well, you know what? If that's the way they went, so I don't want it. If that's the way they're going to come to me, well, you better start serving the Lord. You know, that's not it. You got to catch a fish before you can clean him. Hallelujah. Because just think, if you don't catch him first, then he's still in the water, right? So he's still in his sin. In other words, right? You got to catch him, hallelujah. You know, you got to talk to him. Well, you know what? Yeah, I understand. And sometimes you just might have to just hold a general conversation with him and talk to him. And then when he will show you an open door. And if he show you the open door, then you go in and step in and talk to him about the Lord. And if he don't show you that door, then it may not be time for you to step in and get them. Maybe that's not your soul. That's not your fish to catch. And it's somebody else's. And you know what, Lord, send somebody by, Lord God, with the spirit of the Lord in them and catch this soul right here, Lord, for you. That's what you do. Don't feel bad. No, you put prayer on it. You know, prayer is so much needed. That's what we fall short at so many times, amen, hallelujah. A lot fall short because you don't want to pray. You want to just get things quick, fast, and in a hurry, you know, and want other people to pray while you over there got your plate full, all them chicken and collard greens and cornbread. I know it sounds good. Glory to God. All that apple pie on the side waiting. You got your big glass of tea. Hallelujah. My God. But you know what? You're going to call somebody and tell them, well, you know what? Pray for me. You're all out in the streets at the shopping center and everywhere you want to go doing everything you want to do. While somebody else is praying for you. They at home now. They praying. Hallelujah. Glory to God. The Lord, you know what, Lord? You know the need. They've already told me. So, God, and you repeat what they said, and then you'll go on and you go in prayer for them while they're out enjoying themselves. No, he said, one can chase 1,000. Two can chase 10,000. So guess what? You need to be that other person that helps chase that 10,000 away. If I'm not praying, then you need to be praying too. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And going on from then, he saw other two brothers, James, the son of Zebedee, and John, his brother, in a ship with Zebedee, his father, mending their nets, and he called them. Glory to God. And they immediately left the ship and their father and followed him. See, he was going on getting his disciples. He's getting them ready then. See, that's what I'm saying. You got to be up under somebody who can teach you the word. Ah, glory to God. And see, that's what he was doing. After he went through all that and he fasted and he was praying and he went up to be tempted by the devil, you know, but the devil didn't know, amen, glory to God, but what was going to happen next, hallelujah, ah, prophecy was going to come forth, glory to God. And he went on to get his disciples. He was getting his disciples, the people together, hallelujah, to help after then, glory to God, my God. He was going to lead and guide them and show them how to win other souls and to help them, hallelujah, glory to God, to know what to do, how to do, when to do, hallelujah. And they was going to watch him by example as of what he did. Let's read the rest of this and we'll go on, hallelujah. And Jesus went about all Galilee teaching in their synagogues and preaching the gospel of the kingdom and healing all manner of sickness and all manner of disease among the people. And his fame went throughout all Syria. And they brought unto him all sick people that were taken with divers diseases and torment, and those which were possessed with devils, and those which were lunatics, and those had the palsy. And he healed them. And there followed him great multitude of people from Galilee and from Decapolis, and from Jerusalem, and from Judea, and from beyond Jordan. You see right here, he went on and he was healing people, those that had lunatic spirits. And as he went on, don't you know his disciples, amen, they were looking at what he was doing, hallelujah, so they can do what he did. And that's how you learn. You sit up under someone who can teach you how to do it, what to do, when to do, because sometimes you can operate out of your season and it'll get in a mess. Hallelujah. You want to be somebody. Hallelujah. I hear you. I hear you. Yeah, you want to be somebody. You are somebody. You are a child of the living God. Yes, you are. So you can wait on your ministry. So many times you jump out. People jump out too quick, and then they can't do nothing. They get all messed up and get out there, and all kinds of things come and jump on them, all kinds of spirits and stuff, and they don't know how to fight that stuff. Oh, hallelujah. So you can be up under somebody and let them teach you. And a good leader, amen, going to teach you and do what? And show you what to do and how to do it and send you out, glory to God. That's what they're going to do. They're not going to hold you in that place. They're going to want you to go out, amen, and be fishermen of men and help others. Hallelujah. Go out and tell them the word of God and go out and give them testimony of how God brought you out and he brought you over into this world and how he saved you and he set you on high and showed you what to do and how to do it. And you're going to tell them, say, you know what? I had some very good teachers and I had some very good leaders. That's the thing about it. Hallelujah. Don't ever underestimate. Amen. Amen. Don't underestimate the power of God. Hallelujah. Don't say I. There's no I, hallelujah, in team, hallelujah. Glory to God. You always say I, well, you know, I did it and I did. No, you better say the Lord thy God helped you, yes. But I had good leaders and good people teaching me. You know, you give honor, like I said, what honors do. And like I said, you don't have to pep them up. No, you don't have to do that. They good. But you need to give honor where honors do and give glory unto the Lord. Hallelujah. That's what you need to do. But just remember, you want to be a disciple. Hallelujah. And I do say this and I hear this. Hallelujah. You know, so many times we can go and I said people, not me. I don't do that. But your mind, everybody else's business. But the thing about it is, how about his business? How about going about God's business and taking care of his business? How about that? If you can do that, then I promise you that will be enough. Hallelujah. You know, we can do so many other things all the time and keep up with everything all the time. Well, what about Jesus? Well, what you saying in this season? What do you want me to do in this season? Where do you want me to go? Whom you want me to tell about the word of God? What people are tied to my hand that I can reach? Hallelujah. Glory to God. You see, right here they said his fame went throughout. They did. They was saying when they heard how he was casting out them devils and setting people free. Hallelujah. Glory to God. It went throughout. Can you imagine as his name scattered and he was healing and they saw him heal people and cast out the devil out of them people. Hallelujah. Them lunatic spirits that had been tormenting them and throwing them in the fires and doing all kinds of things to him. Can you imagine when they saw him casting out all that? Hallelujah. Don't you know they wanted to do it too? But they were learning, hallelujah, how and what to do. Glory to God. So they wouldn't get ate up, hallelujah. And so they wouldn't come back and jump on them, and then he'd have to cast them out of them. And they were learning, hallelujah. So everybody has to be taught. Hallelujah. Just think about it. When you was a child and your mom, dad, whoever, amen, grandma, you know, they sent you to school. What did they send you to school for? No, not to eat in the lunchroom. Amen. No, not the way to eat them cookies and y'all. I heard somebody talking about the jungle juice. Y'all might not know what that is. Amen. But anyway, let's just say juice in a carton. How about that? Glory to God. No, they didn't send you to eat that and drink the milk and the cookies. Yeah, we know the cookies were good. But no, they didn't send you. They sent you to learn. Hallelujah. That's what they sent you to school to do, learn something. So you had to be taught by who? The teacher. Hallelujah. Yes, you did. So you see right here, these are teaching moments. That's what it is. And they were being taught by the best. There's none other like him. Hallelujah. So they watched him and watched what he do and watched him cast out devils and watched him set people free from everything that they were bound with. Ha, my God, my God. And those spirits, hallelujah. And he also healed those that had the palsy. My God, my God. Can you imagine those that had them migraine headaches and he healed right now? Ah, I speak healing to whoever it is that has a migraine headache. Hallelujah. I decree it, I declare, that it shall not return in the name of Jesus. We cast it back into the sea. Hallelujah, glory to God. And it shall not return. Hallelujah, glory to God. My God, my God. You see, he healed all that. He healed that person, hallelujah, that was having trouble with their arms, hallelujah. They had inflammation in their arm, hallelujah, and it hurt them so bad they couldn't pick it up. He healed that person. I speak healing right now, Lord God. Inflammation in the arm, we said, be gone right now in the name of Jesus. Oh, my God. You shall be able to pick your arm up over your head. The medication that they've given you, it ain't doing you no good. Hallelujah. Continue to take it, though, but believe God while you're taking it. Pray over this medication when you take it, glory to God, and believe that God will heal you through the medication. Hallelujah. Even though when you take your medication, you still got to believe, hallelujah, that God's going to heal you through the medication and pray that it's the right medication that they give you. In the name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you, Lord God. We thank you, Lord, for the word of God on today, Lord. We thank you that we serve an awesome God. We thank you that we serve a right now God and on time God. In the mighty name of Jesus, we know that you're a God that heals. We know that you're a God that sets free, Lord. In the name of Jesus, oh God, you'll set the captives free. And those who are free indeed, Lord. Lord, that means, Lord God, they don't have to go back. You're free from that. Hallelujah. So don't think back. Don't go back. And don't let nobody take you back. Oh, I hear him in the name of Jesus. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. People will try to make you think back and make you go back. So you remember when? So no, I don't. I don't remember it. And I don't want to hear it. It's okay. You're not being ugly. Hallelujah. You're not. You just tell them, no, I don't want to hear it. I don't remember it, and I don't want to hear it. Because people will bring up stuff. Well, I remember when. No, tell them you don't want to hear it. Don't bring it up. I don't want to hear it. And it's okay if you want to walk off. You know, we're in a season now where you can't let people keep bringing stuff and putting it in your garbage can. They always want to bring and put. Yeah, you put garbage in a garbage can. Yes, you do. But you know what? When God cleaned you up, amen, when he brought you up and cleaned you up and he saved you, now you're in the kingdom of God. You don't have to remember that stuff. And you don't let people make you remember it, because they will try. So don't do it, hallelujah. And it'll make you have drawbacks from Jesus Christ, you know. And when Satan was saying, well, if, he was saying, since you said. And then they'll be saying, well, since you said you was a prophet, since you said, well, why don't you do this and why are you doing that? Glory to God. Don't let them do that to you, hallelujah. He didn't let them do it to him, so you don't have to let him do it to you. If you're a child of the Most High God, and if you just confess Jesus is Lord, then you still don't have to do it. You don't have to do it now. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. He is real. Hallelujah. And he is worthy to be praised. Amen. Hallelujah. We have a few minutes. Amen. If you desire prayer, amen, at this time, if you would, press the 1, and I'll bring you in. Glory to God. Hallelujah. If not, then we're going to go on, amen, and get ready and go on and get a benediction, amen, and get on out. Hallelujah. Don't forget Tuesday night, one word from the Lord. Don't forget Apostle and Pastor, 6 Pacific, 8 Central, 9 Eastern Standard Time. Don't forget Saturday, Faith Come By Hearing, Elder Bertha Askew, 12 Pacific, 2 o'clock Central, 3 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. Don't forget Prophetic Corner Ministries, hallelujah, 3 o'clock Pacific, 4 o'clock Central, 5 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. Don't forget the Hour Power. 30-minute break. Ministry Lane will be coming up next. Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministries, 3:30 Pacific, 5:30 Central, 6:30 Eastern Standard Time. Don't forget to partner. Amen. And in partner, you will receive many, many perks. You'll get a call. You may even get a call, amen, from our apostle and pastor. Hallelujah. Glory to God. They take pride in their work for the ministry, for Jesus Christ. Then they will call you, amen, glory to God. So I encourage you, don't forget to sow. Sowing is so important in this season. And whatever a man soweth, that shall he reap. You know, if you sow $2, then, amen, you'll get them back. But if you sow $50, then that means, amen, Lord, I want some plus. Glory to God. Amen, hallelujah. Well, we got to go ahead, amen, and get a benediction and get ready for Ministry Lane coming up in 30 minutes. Now the benediction. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceedingly joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and ever. Amen, amen. Have an awesome Sunday. Amen. And we'll see you back on next Sunday. Amen.